In the scriptures, banquets are often used as images to describe our relationship with God. The first reading today, the prophet Isaiah spoke about a banquet where the Lord would provide rich food and choice wine. In the scriptures, this is especially true when it comes to wedding banquets. Wedding banquets are special images of our relationship with God. As a matter of fact, the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, describes heaven as the wedding feast of the Lamb. That heaven is the fulfillment of the union between God and man that started in the incarnation of Jesus when God became man. And heaven is the wedding feast of the Lamb because it's the fulfillment of that joining together of God and man when we are body and soul in heaven forever. Today's gospel passage is all about a wedding banquet. The king who invites, he sends out invitations to come to this banquet. The guests and how they refuse to attend. And then the wedding garment, which is a very important part of the parable. So this parable is about our relationship with God. Specifically, it's about how we respond to God's invitation to relationship with him. Like the king, God has sent out an invitation far and wide to come to his banquet, and we are free to respond. We are free to choose how we will respond and what our wedding garment will look like when we walk into the banquet hall. Like the king in the parable, God's invitation to relationship is spread far and wide. Think about the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the whole story of God calling a people to be his own, his special people. And then with the coming of Jesus, with God becoming man, God enters himself into our story so fully to spread that invitation out far and wide, beyond just the ethnically Jewish people, to the Gentile peoples, all the peoples of the world. God's not content with saving us from afar, but he becomes one of us. So the invitation is there for his chosen people, but it's for everyone. God is searching out all of us, inviting all of us. So often we think about God as someone that we have to find. Somehow he's lost and I have to find him for my life. But actually, God is searching for us before we even set out to look for him. The initiative is always on his part, inviting us, waiting, longing for us. And he gives us free will. He gives us the ability to say yes or no. So that's why we think we always have to be searching for God, because he leaves the response to us. And that's what the rest of this parable is about, how we respond. So there's two main types of response to the people who are invited to the banquet. What were those responses? The first was indifference. Jesus says that many of the guests, all of the guests, refused to come. He says some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. There were other things that seemed more pressing than this invitation. I mean, can you imagine thinking that something was more important than this invitation? If the king invited you to the wedding, the very fact that you were invited was a tremendous gift, a tremendous sign of esteem. You should be proud about it. But they said, no, these other things, they're more important. I'm going to go back to the cares of everyday life. Sometimes when we are presented with the invitation to relationship with God, we can respond with indifference. We can look at everything else going on in our life and say, oh, you know, these are really more important, or I need to focus on these right now. I'll focus on coming to Mass if there's time. I'll pray if I get everything else done in the course of my day. I'll speak about faith to my family or coworkers if it's convenient or it's not too uncomfortable. There can be a level of indifference when it comes to faith because God does not impose himself on us. He waits for us to respond. And the cares and concerns of everyday life can create an indifference in us towards him. Then what's the other response? The other set of people respond with outrage. Jesus says the rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. There's hostility there. We can harbor hostility towards God. As awful as that sounds, it can happen. Maybe it's because he didn't answer a prayer, or he didn't answer it in the way we thought he should answer it, or according to our timetable. Maybe we look at the situation in the world these days and wonder where God is, and it can create some hostility within us. Maybe we look at the situation in our church and the failings of human beings in our church and how that has tarnished our church. And we can respond with hostility, and it can be directed at God. How are we hostile towards God in our lives? Maybe it's towards a particular teaching of the church. Whatever the case might be, it can breed within us and cause great damage to our life of faith. So we don't want to respond like those folks either. We don't want to be indifferent or with outrage. So let's look at the wedding garment. In my opinion, that's probably the strangest part of this particular parable. What is that wedding garment all about? So imagine the situation. The king walks into this great banquet hall. The servants have gone out and brought in the good and the bad alike. So there's probably quite a motley crew of people at this banquet. And the king walks in and he immediately spots one man who's not dressed appropriately. And we say, well, why was he focused on that one man who wasn't dressed appropriately? Shouldn't he have been happy that all of these people were there? Well, again, this has to do with our relationship with God, our response to him. So if someone gives you an invitation to a wedding and you say that you're going to go, that usually means that you're going to do something. Maybe you're going to go out and buy a new outfit, a new dress, or new shoes, or new suit, or whatever. You're not going to go to someone's wedding looking like you just rolled in off the street. It would be disrespectful, like you didn't appreciate being invited. So this man who accepts the invitation but doesn't prepare a wedding garment, he thought nothing was required of him. There was no other response that he needed to give simply than to just show up. And the king calls him out. And the king calls him out, and notice the man doesn't respond. He doesn't have a response. In that particular situation, everything has just faded away. So what does this have to do with our relationship of faith? So if heaven is the wedding feast of the Lamb, we must prepare our wedding garment. What is our wedding garment? Our wedding garment is our soul. Our soul is the only thing that we will take with us from this life. It will be presented to the great king at his banquet hall when we leave this life. And what does he want to see in our wedding garment? He wants to see the image of his son. He wants to see the image of Jesus alive and well in us, on our souls. In baptism, the image of Jesus is implanted on our souls when we become sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus. And that image is there. But that image can become tarnished. It can become tarnished in how we respond or fail to respond to God's invitation to faith. So we should want to prepare our wedding garment. We should want to have a beautiful wedding garment for when we go to meet the Lord. How do we do that? We do that by living in the state of grace, by keeping God's life, his grace, alive in our souls. We do that through attendance at Mass on a weekly basis. We do that through regular confession, the cleansing of our souls in the sacrament of reconciliation. We do that through worthy reception of Holy Communion on Sundays and holy days. We do that by making time for prayer in our lives, conversing with God, and reading the Holy Scriptures, reading God's Word in my life. Those are all ways that we keep our souls in the state of grace, that we keep the image of Jesus alive and well on our wedding garment. That's the response that we give to God's invitation to faith. The response that we give is keeping that wedding garment clean. My friends, each of us have been invited to the banquet of the Lamb, the heavenly banquet, a feast of rich food and choice wine. And the garment, our wedding garment, is what we will wear to that feast. It's important. It's the only thing we're going to take with us from this life. When we pass from this life to the next, the great King will look at us and he will want to see the image of his Son alive on our souls. In a few moments, we will approach a banquet. We will approach the banquet that is prepared on this altar. The prophet Isaiah said, "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide a feast of rich food and choice wine." Well, on the mountain of this altar, God will provide a feast of rich food and choice wine, the feast of the body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. It is a foreshadowing of the heavenly feast. As we receive Jesus in Holy Communion today, as we come forward to be strengthened by this heavenly food, let's leave Mass today. Let's go off to our week today. Resolve to preserve our wedding garment, to preserve the image of Jesus on our souls, so that the great King will welcome us into his wedding feast.